Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Every year you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, and others just disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherent Select from Zoetis, an innovative multi-breed genomic test and weekly genetic evaluation. Once again, if you want to make more reliable selections, choose Inherent Select from Zoetis. Checking in with OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson. Of course, questions being asked around the Israel-Hamas war and how that's going to affect those grain prices, Dr. Anderson.
Well, nobody knows what's really going to happen in that situation there, but right now it's had, in my opinion, zero impact on prices. Now, it does increase the risk of something happening, and when you increase risk, you have a tendency to decrease prices just a little bit. But for all practical purposes, right now, I don't think there's going to be any impact.
Anderson also says wheat prices have somewhat leveled out.
Well, if you look at wheat prices just leveled out. I mean, we've moved in maybe a 15-cent price move since the first of the month. The prices up in the northern Oklahoma around $6.10, $5.80 down in the deep south. I come up I-40 in that area around $6. Not much going on in the wheat market right now, but prices are flat. You look at corn, they've been working up just a little bit, but again, a very narrow range. You go back since September 1, they've been in about a 20-cent range from 465 to 485, and they're right around 475 right now. Soybeans went down and hit that $12 level. The big question was, would it break 12? Yeah, it broke 12, maybe one day, 2 days. It's back up to around almost $12.50 now. So it looks like beans have, and all the commodities right now have bottomed out at least for a little while.
When it comes to wheat expectations, we're seeing a lot of tight stocks.
Well, you look at wheat. Let's go over the stocks to use ratio, because that kind of describes what's both happening in the stocks and the consumption side. You got wheat for the world stocks to use ratio. It's projected to be about 33%. The average is 35, so below average. Tight stocks on the world. If you look at the United States, it's at 36. The average is 42. So both world and U.S. stocks are tight. The average price is $5.85 in Oklahoma. You'd expect the prices to be well above six. And right now we got slightly above six. So I'm kind of optimistic with wheat.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought is still at 0%, unchanged for 3 months. Extreme drought or worse, now at 13.47, up from last week's 8.48%. Severe drought or worse, also not looking great, 33.91%, up from last week's 29.44. Moderate drought, now at 48.24%, up from last week's 43.11. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions, now at 73.02%, up from last week's 63.32%. According to the 6 to 10-day outlook map, majority of the state is likely above a 50 to 60% chance of rain through the 28th. Southwest part of the state's likely to see about a 60 to 70% chance of rain through that October 28th date. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, Oklahoma. Monica Collison here with Union Mutual Insurance. For 85 years, Union Mutual has been the preferred choice for insurance in rural Oklahoma. We've been here with you through the storms, the good times and the bad, and we'll continue to stand with you and by you in this great state of Oklahoma. When it's time to insure your rural property, give us a call or visit us at unionmutualic.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.